morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, what do you think of when you think of continuing education? I'm guessing the first thought that comes to mind is maybe enrolling at a community college. And if you're in that area, that could be here in Atlantic, or it could be Council Bluffs, or maybe somewhere else, maybe Harlan, all centers for continuing education. But I think continuing education is much more than that. Every time that you read an informational article, every time you attend a meeting that just because you think it's fun, if it's beyond social, hey, I think that's continuing education. And so I'm leading up to some events coming up that I think are part of continuing education that hope will kind of hit your interest button. And I think you will hear much more about these coming up, but wanted for you to get them on your calendar. And the first two are actually community banquets, and they're probably happening all over the area. I only have the dates for two. One of those, of course, is the one sponsored by the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce. It's being held this Saturday, the 14th. And the other one is the Audubon Community Banquet, which is scheduled for Monday, January 23rd. Now, when you think chamber-sponsored community, you probably think, well, that's for those members. No, it's open to the public. And there are reports that really bring you up to date on what's happening in the community. So I think especially if you are new to the community, or perhaps that's just not something that you keep up with, it's a good way to find out what's happening in your community. So check out those community banquets, meetings, and so on, and get a ticket and attend. Good way to talk to some other folks, some new folks, and some of your friends, in addition to finding out what's happening in the community, continuing education about your community. Well, another one that perhaps you haven't heard about because it's kind of new and unique, and it's called Who Gets the Farm? Map of My Kingdom. It's happening January 29th, 2 p.m. That's a Sunday afternoon, to be held at the American Legion Memorial Building in Atlantic. That's the armory. And what's it about? Well, it is about if you own any part of a farm, or perhaps a relative owns a farm that you may be involved in some way, this would be a good way to get a conversation started about what direction is that going? What's going to happen to the farm? How will it be sold off, divided up? Is it be passed on to a current farmer? What's going to happen to the farm? And, you know, if you're not a part of that, you're going, yeah, no interest to me. And that's very much a possibility. But if you have any connection with a farm like that, it probably would be, not probably, it would be a good point to start talking about, start understanding about all of the challenges there are in transitioning farms. Now, it's unique also because it is a one-person play presentation, and it's written by Mary Schwander, who's the Iowa Poet Laureate. And the reaction to this, it's been done a few other places, is, you know, it's really true to life. If you had any connection with all of the challenges there are from, you know, almost, actually killing people, violent arguments, families getting separated, to those that, hey, this is the way to do it, well, that whole range is kind of brought to light here in this play. And it's a good point to start talking about with who gets the farm, how does that transition in your family. Again, that's going to be free. It's at the American Legion Memorial Building on Sunday, January 29th at 2 o'clock. And probably here in the next while, we're going to be able to visit with Mary Schwander, the author, to find out how did she get all of that information. Another one, and I know I've mentioned this before, but of course it's high on my list, and that is the Cass County Master Gardeners Spring Garden Seminar, happening on March 18th. Now, your mind turns off and say, I don't have a garden, I don't have a yard, I don't need to attend that. Well, let me tell you about a couple of the workshops that are going to be held that you don't need a big garden or a big yard, and it might be of interest to you. One of them is going to be a workshop on succulents and how you plant those in sound containers. And succulents are not much attention is needed, and they can take up a small amount of space in your home as well as outdoors. So Deb Guy, who is with Harvey's Greenhouse in Adele, is going to be doing that one. Now, we have two different ones related to herbs. Yep, herbs. We've had a lot of interest in that. And folks from the Henry A. Wallace Center are going to be helping you make herb-flavored butters, and you get to take some home. The other one is, I think, although it's about herbs, it's quite different. It's going to be by Gloria Emery, who is an herbalist, and she's going to tell you how she grows herbs and makes her own herbal teas, and there's going to be tea tasting. Oh, yeah, you get to try some of those out. There will also be a workshop on gardening with kids and just a whole variety. Of course, there are some with big yards and big gardens also. But know that there is something here that might be of interest to people who don't want to be out in their yards, who don't have big gardens and so on. The keynote speaker is a person who maybe relates more to those bigger yards and landscaping and so on. And many of the gardeners will know his name, Kelly Norris. He is with the Botanical Center in Des Moines. But Ray was raised in southwest Iowa and at a very young age started his own iris growing business. I met Kelly when he was about eighth grade and was absolutely astounded at what he had already accomplished related to growing plants. So Kelly's going to be the keynote speaker giving two different presentations. And I know people who heard Kelly in the past just think he's really a great person, a very interesting person. One of his programs is going to be about new plants that you might use, not necessarily a new plant, but new to you and different kinds of plants that he has written a book about. And they are kind of, okay, here's a different way to think about plants. And then the other one is going to be native plants that you could use in your yard, which means they're long-lived and don't take as much care as some of all of those hybrid kinds of things. So Kelly Norris is that keynote speaker. The complete schedule and a way to sign up will soon be on the Extension website. And as I say, we will be visiting more about that and visiting with some of our speakers. Another one that I do want to mention is Nathan Robinson, who has a local landscaping business. He's going to be talking about rock gardens, something I think we've really never done at Garden Seminar. So think about Garden Seminar March 18th and what it might offer you and what fun you might have. Of course, breakfast and lunch is included, lots of vendors, and a good time to visit with folks. So those are two events that I wanted to you to be able to have on your calendar. If you don't know what's happening in the area, one of the good ways to find out is, well, first of all, go to your local library. They have all kinds of information about the community. Go to your local chamber or visit your group in town. Most every town has some sort of community group that kind of steers what happens in the community. And, of course, good old computer. More and more of us have those, and they're just instant information about what's going on. Usually just put in a search engine for whatever you're interested in, and you will be amazed at the good information that comes up. Sometimes there's some stuff you don't want so much, but usually it's really good stuff. It will help you make decisions. One of my favorite sites, and I know we've mentioned this, and it's just an example, if you want to know about the parks in your county, and I know about the way you get to that in Cass County, is to go to that Atlantic or Cass County website that covers the town, covers the county, and click on the county, click on conservation or parks. There it is for you, and all kinds of things coming up. So it's a great source of information. I suppose I would be remiss if I didn't mention another source of information, is your local radio. We hope that you do tune in to programs like this, like Jim's program in the morning, the Nishna Valley program on the weekend, all of those giving you information. How do we get that information? Well, it's from you. So we need people in the know who share the information so we can give it back to spread the word among lots of people. You got to kind of put yourself out there if you want to know what's going on. Sitting in your chair at home doing nothing but watching television, you probably won't find out much about what's going on in your local community. So you kind of get to put yourself out there, but there are lots of sources of information to gather that information. So for your calendar, again, I'll just mention the dates that I initially mentioned. The Atlantic Chamber of Commerce Banquet is on this Saturday, the 14th. The Audubon Community Banquet is on Monday, January 23rd. Who Gets the Farm is on January 29th. And the Cass County Master Gardeners Garden Seminar is on March 18th. Time is running by. All of those dates are just here before we know it. So, about education, until next time, a comment from John Dewey. Education is not preparation for life. Education is life itself.